Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert embraced Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas when he arrived in Jerusalem for their first summit meeting.
Hello, how are you?
Welcome. Good to see you. Thank you very
much. The meeting, which was the first between Israeli and Palestinian leaders in a year and a half, was aimed at giving a boost to the stalled peace process. Mr. Olmert agreed to transfer $100 million in tax revenues to Mr. Abbas, money that Israel withheld from the ruling Islamic militant group Hamas. Israel wants to strengthen the moderate President Abbas, who is locked in an increasingly violent power struggle with Hamas. Fighting between Hamas and Mr. Abbas' Fatah faction has raised fears of a Palestinian civil war. Hamas has been crippled by international sanctions because of its refusal to renounce violence and recognize Israel. Israeli spokesman Mark Regev says Mr. Abbas has Israel's support because he condemns terrorism.
We see him as a partner, and we're hopeful that we can move forward with Abbas in a process of reconciliation.
Mr. Abbas asked Mr. Olmert to free hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, but no agreement was reached. Palestinian officials say a prisoner release would help shore up support for Mr. Abbas on the Palestinian street, but Israel is reluctant to free people it says were involved in terrorism. A committee has been set up to discuss the issue further. The two leaders also decided to meet again to build cooperation and trust. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。